tonight's going to be emotional. You know, it's going to be 11. This will be, he'll get cheered all night. I'm sure they'll have a montage video for him. It's going to be an emotional evening. And to chat about it, we're joined now by a guy who's very familiar with him, former longtime assistant coach with the Raptors, coaching DeMar DeRozan, back on Overdrive. Here's Tom Stoerner. How you doing, Tom?
Guys, thanks for having me on. Appreciate it. This is going to be fun to talk about. There's not a better player in the league than DeMar DeRozan.
You're a DeMar guy through and through.
Yeah, I am. I had the opportunity to watch DeMar grow. You know, when we get there in 2011 and 12 with Coach Casey, you know, DeMar had just come off of rookie season, sophomore year, and when you watch DeMar early on. You know, I and I'll say this. You know, he was a volume shooter on a bad team, and that's, I think, some of the growing pains that you go through. But you watched and you had the opportunity to spend the time with him to watch him become one of the premier players, an all-star many times over, and a premier player in our league. And you watched this young man develop into a winner. And I was just felt so honored just to be around him, you know, because he's that special a person and that special a player.
Great guy, great player, Tom. But do you agree with the idea that it was the right thing to do if you want to kind of take the next step to acquire Kawhi Leonard, although DeMar had to go the other way? There was a lot of people when the trade happened, how could you do that? He's a Toronto favorite. He's a fan favorite. But at the end of the day, come playoff time, his performance was not... It was not great. It actually wasn't even that good at times. Do you not agree it was the right thing to do if you want to try to take the next step?
Well, I think Masai got to the point where he was trying to put his mark. I mean, for so much of that early stage, it was Colangelo's team. I mean, he hired Dwayne Casey. He drafted DeMar DeRozan and Valanciunas. He made the deal with Rudy Gay that eventually got, you know, all these guys here. So I think Masai was just getting to the point where he wanted to try to make and do it his way. And like I say, I think it will remain to be seen whether or not going forward we're going to find out very shortly here how much of an impact. Certainly, I feel like Kawhi Leonard has certainly brought a different dimension to the Raptors. I mean, I follow them extensively. As you guys know, I spend a lot of time talking with you guys on the radio about it. So in a lot of ways, you know, now that Nick's at the helm and Kawhi becomes the focal point, I think that the Raptors have made a big jump. But we're not going to know. And we're not going to know until the playoffs start and what happens and what gets done in the playoffs. That's going to be the telling tell as to whether or not it was all beneficial.
I don't think coaches really have anything to do with, like, tributes to players coming back, but do you think the people in game ops or who's ever running this, you take into consideration a guy like Kawhi, where you want to make the player coming back feel that he was valued by the fan base and the organization, but you got to kind of consider the guy that got traded for him. He's got to sit there and watch this thinking, man, this is kind of tough to watch.
Well, I agree with that. And here's the one thing that, and I thought long and hard about this before when you guys asked me to talk about this. I felt bad for Kawhi, just like I felt bad many years ago for Shaquille O'Neal when he left the Orlando Magic and he came back and got booed. Kawhi got booed when he went back to San Antonio. And the circumstances are completely different. I think Kawhi is a very secure person, you know, a person who in his own right understands kind of the dynamics. DeMar leaves under not his circumstances. He didn't leave the organization. He got basically traded, which was a different way. And so the fact that he's a fan favorite, I think players understand that. Certainly, I think Kawhi Leonard, like I say, just being the person that he is, would certainly understand, given what DeMar did for the community, what DeMar did for the organization, how he turned it around from a losing franchise to a winning franchise. So in all those steps, I think the player understands, but I do agree with you. It is a very delicate situation in terms of how much fanfare you provide for the game for tonight.
With Tom Stoerner, former Toronto Raptors assistant coach. It's Raps Spurs down at Scotiabank tonight. You can hear it right here on 1050. Tip-off at 7 p.m. An hour post All-Star break, it's basically a two-team race atop the East for the most part. It's Milwaukee and Toronto. And Milwaukee 3-1 against the Raps this year. But the Raptors, we know they acquired Marc Gasol. They picked up Jeremy Lin. At some point, Van Fleet will return. And once they're fully healthy, is there one focal point you think Nick Nurse is likely focused on at this point? Like really trying to apply one change or one area of growth that has to happen between now and game one of the playoffs?
Well, I think what he's going to try to do, and like I said, I spent a lot of, you know, guys, you know, spent a lot of time with Nick, and I still talk with Nick on occasions, but I think he's going to focus in on being able to be a good half-court team in the playoffs. You know, the style that we all enjoy and have fun watching in the regular season, up and down and open style of basketball, I think obviously changes because possessions get that much more important in the playoffs. The fact that they acquired Marc Gasol, I think, really enhances their ability to become an efficient and effective half-court team. He's a guy that can command a double team in the low post given the right matchup, and he's a guy who can play on the outside. But more importantly, he's a guy who is cerebral, a player that's in the league currently, and an excellent passer. So because of that, you have the ability to be able to enhance not only the starting unit, you know, when he comes in and they share a minute, but he's a guy who can carry the second unit in terms of an offense. So that was something I thought for the first half of the year that they struggled, you know, because of the injuries, because JV wasn't there. They had it rolling in the first 25 games when everybody was healthy, but getting anybody healthy and getting Gasol engaged into this team is going to be critical for them to be to have a long run in the playoffs.
Really appreciate it. Enjoy the game tonight, Tom. We'll do it again soon.
Guys, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
There's Tom Stirner, former assistant coach with the Raptors. Pretty connected to DeRozan, to Nick Nurse, Dwayne Casey.